Hello and welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I am on your host, Daniel. I am joined today with Slothy. Slothy, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thanks. How about yourself?
I'm good. I was just muting my phone there because it's always going off. Pretty good week. We got lots of games out. Brian's noticeably absent today. He's working the weekend, so yeah. But Brian's got lots of fun new decks, so it's pretty fun to get some games in with him and stuff. What'd you get up to all weekend?
Not a whole lot. I've just been building a couple decks and just kind of hanging out.
No, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Today we've got one of my decks. This one's probably going to fly by pretty quickly. It's a pretty simple deck, pretty simple brain stuff. I made this one for my, I made this one for my fiance to play, and then I just ended up really liking it. So it seems that I'm the one who plays it all the time now. It's a pretty fun one. So it's the jumping just right into this one. We've got our Inga and Asika. It is two, a green and a blue for a 4/4 human god. We got decent stats on this. It's got the silliest cat artwork, rainbow work I've ever seen. Go ahead.
This is some art I would love to see on a playmat.
I would rock this playmat endlessly. Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah. I would also get a big print of this for the wall too. Like, this is a great artwork. They've been nailing it with a lot of the artworks lately. So this human god has creatures you control have vigilance and tap, add one mana of any color, spend it only to cast a creature spell. That's a super good ability that you no problem to attack. You can still cast it's creature only mana, so I understand why you can't have just for any, but again, this turns every creature in the deck into a mana pip.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that it's colored.
Yeah, right. Mana. It's very nice. It mana fixes for us. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got whenever you cast a creature spell, if three or more mana from creatures was spent to cast it, you draw a card. This is just a great ability. Like, draw in anything is always good. And I say all the time that I love two things. I love commanders that let me ETB, and I love things that draw. Mm-hmm. This land base is just like pretty much nothing. We're quick scroll through is 32 lands, it's 18 forests and 14 islands. Maybe toss an Evolving Wilds or two in there. You know, kind of thing. You can upgrade the land base. It's pretty straightforward. So we're gonna go through the other sections quickly because they're nothing. We'll start with the one sorcery, as the good Lord intended, Slothy. you take this one.
Sure. The one and only sorcery is Noxious Assault, 3 double green. Creatures you control get +2/+2 until end of turn. Whenever a creature blocks this turn, its controller gets a poison counter.
That's pretty good.
No, it's a great card.
It's a nice game.
Great way to close up the game. And
yeah, you either take a beating or die to poison.
Yeah.
Right? We go up here to our instant section. Please take it away as well.
For the instant section, we've got Filter Out. 1 double blue. Return all non-creature, non-land permanents to their owner's hand.
It will not shock many of you that this isn't going to bother us in this deck.
No.
We're nearly everything is in creatures in this. So we've got one instant, one sorcery. Again, it's not very difficult to build better decks than me. So do with those sections what you will. I just really, really liked this commander option. So yeah, we'll just quickly go through. We've got our Leyline of Abundance. It's going to be one of the best opening cards we can get because it's going to do so much for this deck. It's 2 double green. If it's in your opening hand, you can begin with it on the battlefield. Whenever you tap a creature for mana, you get an additional green, and then it's got a mana sink that is going to let us put a 1/1 counter on each creature you control. I truly wish that we could dump the creature mana we have into this. It would be phenomenal. But yeah. We don't really need our actual mana for anything, so.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah, and again, it's turning all of our creatures into any colored mana and a green. Leyline of Abundance really puts in a lot of work.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I'll let you take this next one here.
Sure. The next enchantment we've got is Tribute to the World Tree. Triple green. Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, draw a card if its power is 3 or greater. Otherwise, put +2/+1/+1 counters on it.
I really, really like this card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one seems to be slotting into a lot more decks of mine.
Yeah, it just normally seems like a pretty cool card overall. I hit my wrong button. There we go. It seems, yeah, like it. I just like it. It puts in pretty good work. It's got more draw for us. This deck would really, really function well with something like Teferi's Aegis Insight, any of those things that are going to increase your draws.
Yeah.
I just am greedy and want to put as many creatures as I can put in this deck.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's get to our artifact section, because it's only also one artifact. And for you not watching the video, you'll be shocked it's not Sol Ring. Sol Ring should go in the deck. Sol Ring's great in the deck. But again, I don't know. I just liked what this deck was doing and stuff. It's basically pretty much 3 CMC and higher tribal. It's not super low CMC, but it just gets going so fast, you know? But we have another win con in the artifact section. That's Throne of the God Pharaoh. 2 mana. At the beginning of your end step, each opponent loses life equal to the number of tap creatures you control. It's not very hard. We have the ability to tap our creatures. It's not hard to kill everyone with this.
Yeah.
We had a lot of creatures.
Yeah, it's a scary card in this deck.
Yeah, right? Like, it just it puts the work in. It does what it needs to do.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
I like
so,
that this one is each opponent.
Yeah, I know. It's even if you've got like 5 creatures and stuff, right? That's just for 2 mana, you're doling out 15 damage at your end step. That's great.
Yeah.
Right? And it just scales with the board. It's fast. It's out. And again, I don't know. It's the one artifact I felt like putting in. You put in better things in this deck for sure. But now let's get to the nonsense that I put in. There's 62 creatures in the deck. It's an all creatures deck, pretty much. You can trim the budget of this deck down pretty aggressively by like removing a few of these creatures. It's like, I think it's like $180 deck is what the Architect Link says, and 160 of its creatures. So, you know. Start us off with our list here.
Sure. The first creature we've got is Acidic Slime, 3 double green for a 2/2 ooze with Death Touch, and when he enters the battlefield, destroy a target artifact, enchantment, or land.
Yeah, it's a
good card to have in this deck, especially if you're not running many instants or sorceries.
Yeah, pretty much all of our answers have to be on creatures, and we wanna have as many creatures as we can to trigger that draw.
Yeah.
And we're not really inconvenienced because all these creatures turn into mana generation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So 5 mana is not very difficult to achieve.
No.
We have our Aether Adept, and this is going to be a pretty common theme in this deck. It's 1 double blue for a human wizard, 2/2. When it enters, return target creature to its owner's hand. Offensive and defensive, right? We can get a good ETB back. We can get, like, again, we can get that Acidic Slime back and just start getting rid of those things. We can get rid of someone's Voltron commander.
Yeah.
But if we're hitting our own with it specifically, like, we're going to be able to just continuously get the draw off. This is going to trigger the draw for us, right? Like, it's going to put in a fair bit of work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of very similar themed cards. Like, please take the next one.
Yeah. We've got Aether Channeler, 2 and a blue for a 2/1 human wizard. When he enters the battlefield, choose one. You can create a 1/1 white bird creature token with flying, return another target non-land permanent to his owner's hand, or draw a card. All very good abilities.
Yeah, super, super good. Like, we can get our throwaway blocker, another bounce, but we can hit annoying things like Brian's Sphere of Safeties, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, that's just really, really good. Cloudstone Curio would be really good in this deck, but again, I just didn't have the space for it. And I didn't have an extra Cloudstone Curio. Those are all in decks right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, but this deck, like, it's growing on me more and more, because, like, it's a lot of pretty bad cards that get to be used in, like, pretty fun ways. And late game, like, you can get into a pretty silly, like, bounce back and forth of your own things, right? Like, if you've got a ton of mana, right, you can Aether Adept the Aether Chandler, right? So you can just sit there and keep triggering your commander's draw. A Reliquary Tower, also great in this deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe put that in the land section. I should upgrade that. But again, when we cast this, we're going to be able to, if we're looking for an answer, we're drawing 2, right? If we're bouncing problem cards, it's just pretty solid overall. We've got Alora Merry Thief as another one, one of the Baldur's Gate uncommon commanders that I love. It's 2 and a blue for a 3/2 halfling rogue. Whenever you attack, up to one target attacking creature can't be blocked, which is awesome. Return it to its owner's hand at the beginning of the next end step. Again, everything we want. We can sneak some damage in and have a great time doing it. It's really cool artwork on a card. And it's giving us that bounce again, right? It's going to trigger our draw. A lot of stuff in here is going to trigger the draw. It's every opener, like we'll do a few test openers at the end and stuff, and you'll see like how you basically are. You can speed this up by putting rocks in for sure, undeniably. But I just again, when you have 62 like things of potential ramp in the deck that ramp each other, it's kind of
you don't have to go that much faster.
Yeah, right. Like it seemed a little redundant while I was doing it, especially because you can. We've got a pretty solid bounce theme going on, and like take the next one.
Oh no. Next up, we've got Apex Devastator, 8 double green for a 10/10 Chimera Hydrid with Cascade, 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 Cascade.
Right?
That's ridiculous to bounce and then replay.
Well, and that's just it, right? Like the Cascade, it's going to hit one of these creatures.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like we're not really missing with our Cascade stuff. We're not going to be going to a card we don't want. We want every one of these creatures in play.
Yeah, and even like worst case scenario, and you only get one creature out of that, you're still getting Throne of the God Pharaoh, Tribute to the World Tree, and Leyline of Abundance into play, which is not bad.
Yeah, right. It's pretty good. I really, really like this Apex Devastator. It's super fun to cast and play around with. It's one of the more pricey cards in the deck. But
yeah, I didn't realize that was up to $20.
Yeah, it's just got a lot of really cool uses. And then the Polychronos deck that just came out, the Hydra Tribal also makes this really good. Although, not even really. I don't even know why. Because, yeah, it's... What, are you going to cascade into your Hydras and have them come in as zeros?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that doesn't even work. We've got Arcanus the Omnipotent just farther into our draw. And, again, it's doing all of the things we want. We can bring it back to hand so that we can consistently keep casting it for a trigger. We've got a tap to draw three. Oh, it's three triple blue, sorry, for a 3/4 wizard. So we tap, we draw three cards, and then two and a blue, you return it. I really, really like Arcanus in this deck. I think it's super fun. And Arcanus is just fun to play. A tap to draw three cards is always a great card. This is like an OG card for me that I just love to play back in the day.
Yeah.
So I love spaces that I can slot something like this in.
Next up, we've got Aven Surveyor, 3 double blue for a 2/2 bird scout with flying. When he enters the battlefield, choose one, put a +1/+1 counter on Aven Surveyor, or return target creature to its owner's hand.
These are the things I would start to cut if you were going to change your list up. Some of these, again, are pretty expensive, but everything is a mana source. So
Yeah, it doesn't really feel that bad when you're able to tap any creature that already has an ETB attached to it and to your commander. 4 mana to do the same thing.
Yeah, right. Like it's not horrible. It's again, it's a little higher cost, but you build with what you build.
Yeah.
We've also got Azami, Lady of Scrolls, 2 triple blue for a 0/2 human wizard that has tap and untapped wizard you control draw a card. I just also really like that ability. We've got a lot of like incidental wizards because blue's got a lot of really cool abilities. Mm-hmm. So it's again, it's triggering our draw. It's letting us do more draw stuff. I really like this card in this deck.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of wizards, we've got Baron Talarian Archmage, 1 double blue for a 2/2 legendary human wizard. When he enters the battlefield, return up to 1 target creature or planeswalker to its owner's hand. And at the beginning of your end step, if a permanent was put into your hand from the battlefield this turn, draw a card.
Yeah, I like that too. It's again, we get a lot of draw. I thought about going heavy into the like Alhemert's Archive, those kind of things, and it just didn't seem necessary.
Yeah, fair enough. That's getting a lot.
Well, right.
In your hand.
The next card, Beast Whisperer, 2 double green. Whenever you cast a creature spell, you draw a card. 2/3, it's going to draw us a card. It's going to turn all of our creatures into the double. Because again, you're going to use your creatures for this, right? You want to be drawing with that ability as much as you can. You can just play these with mana, but who needs it?
Exactly. You can hold up your mana for your instant or sorcery.
Yeah, exactly. I like for your instant or sorcery. Not, that's funny. That's really funny.
Next up, we've got Beguiler of Wills, 3 double blue for a 1/1 human wizard. You can tap to gain control of target creature with power less than or equal to the number of creatures you control. There's a lot of creatures with power less than 62.
There is a lot of creatures with power less than 62. That's just such a cool ability, and it's not until you lose control of Beguiler, like you just take it. This is the Commander Thief card.
Yeah.
It's definitely one that you can't keep around.
Mm-hmm.
A 1,000-year elixir would also be really good in this deck, so you could just drop it and start taking. But
yeah, true.
Yeah, right. We've got a few cards in here that aren't going to trigger our stuff. First one's Boreal Druid. It's just a 1/1 elf druid snow creature. One green and it taps for colorless. Just early ramp.
Yeah. This next one is one of my favorite cards, ever. It's been so good.
Can't stop putting it in decks.
I've never played it and have it feel bad. It's Canker Bloom, 1 and a green for a 3/2 Phyrexian Fungus. You can pay 1 and sacrifice it. To choose 1, you can destroy target artifact, target enchantment, or proliferate.
It just does so much.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's also a 3/2 at 2 mana. Like, you can't even deny that those are great stats.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I really, really like this Canker Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a Caravan Caryatid. It's 1 double green. 2/5 spirit with defender, and when it enters, draw a card.
Yeah.
I love the artwork on this. I just think it looks so nice. I just really like how the flowers are done. It's just it's a beautiful artwork. Magic's so full of great artwork.
I haven't really noticed that artwork before, but that
is one thing I love about doing these when we do deck techs and stuff, which is pretty much every week we do a lot of deck techs. We'll get to concept episodes at a certain point. Believe me, I know. I get it.
One of these days.
Yeah, one day. But just being able to see the artwork on such a blown up screen and stuff, you're like, oh wow, that's really cool. I find gives me a lot of appreciation for some cards that I already enjoyed.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, we've got Diluvian Primordial, 5 double blue for a 5/5 avatar with flying. And when Diluvian Primordial enters the battlefield, for each opponent, you may cast up to 1 target instant or sorcery card from that player's graveyard without paying its mana cost. And if a spell cast this way, we put into a graveyard, exile it instead.
It's a good card.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun to cast other people's stuff. Diluvian Primordial is one of my favorite cards to just cast in general. We can't play the green one, obviously, because it's banned, but the artifact one too. We've also got this Eternal Witness, 1 double green for a 2/1 human shaman. When it enters, you may return target card from your graveyard to your hand. It's probably going to be one of our more win conny cards we go for, but
yeah,
it's going to do things.
Yeah, Eternal Witness is, once again, never a bad place.
Well, and like I said, nearly everything in this list, I think only 2 cards so far wouldn't have triggered the draw.
Yeah, Cankerbloom and Boreal Druid.
Yeah, right, so.
Next up, we've got Farhaven Elf. 2 and a green for a 1/1 elf druid. When it enters the battlefield, you may search for a basic land, put it on the battlefield tapped, and then shuffle.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that owl has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Nice. Just easy ramp.
Yeah.
I really have fun casting this one. It's great overall, but it's a great mana sink for our immense creature mana. It's Gadwick the Wizened, X triple blue for a 3/3 wizard. When Gadwick enters, you draw X cards, so that can be really, really good, or you can just play him for triple blue and get a draw. And whenever you cast a blue spell, you tap target non-permanent opponent controls. We've got a ton of blue in this deck.
Yeah.
So it puts in pretty great work. I really like the toolboxiness of the creature section here.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
Yeah, it was very fun to build this out. I had a lot of fun playing this deck, doing this deck. I enjoyed it greatly.
Next up we've got Genesis, 4 and a green for a 4/4 incarnation. At the beginning of your upkeep, if Genesis is in your graveyard, you may pay 2 and a green. If you do, return target creature card from your graveyard to your hand.
Yeah, good luck getting rid of my good things.
Yeah, that's going to have to be exiled.
Yeah, it's this card just puts more work in than is reasonable in every game I've ever seen it played in. Just once it hits the graveyard, just the ability to constantly get your things back. I've got it in my Zamon and Dina deck that I just made, where we do like all the sacrifice shenanigans. And again, I'm just bringing things back to throw them away every turn. It's Genesis is such a cool card.
Yeah.
We have one of our beatdown win con cards here with this Gigantomancer. Usually quite the insane cost to get this out. But as I, like a broken imperative said, these are all mana sources, so this doesn't matter. By the way, with the amount of draw, you're not missing land drops. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
We've got this Gigantomancer, 7 and a green. It is a 1-1 human shaman. Let me tell you, those are not phenomenal stats for 8 mana. But it lets you pay 1. Target creature you control becomes 7-7 until end of turn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can turn all my junk cards, like these, my little fly and silly bounce birds, into 7-7 monsters.
Yeah, that would close things out real quick.
Well, and it's really fun, too, because generally speaking, if you're going to cast something like this, right, it's going to come down, almost all your mana is going to be gone. But we're going to be able to play it with mostly these creatures that we've been spamming our draw with, right? So we're going to have a lot of free mana available to activate that.
Yeah, and I like that it only costs 1 to turn it into a 7-7.
Yeah, right? Make them real big.
That's just silly. Oh, I remember this card. Next up, we've got Grazalax, Illithid Scholar. 1 double blue for a 3/2 legendary horror. Whenever a creature you control becomes blocked, you may return it to its owner's hand. And whenever one or more creatures you control deals combat damage to a player, draw a card.
I love it. Well, like, what do you...
Yeah.
Do you take the damage? Do you let me draw more cards? What way do you go?
Do you take the damage and have me draw a card, or do you block it and then return it to my hand where I'll recast it and draw a card?
Yeah, right. Like, it's, again, a really, really phenomenal card to cast in this deck.
Absolutely, yeah.
We have this Gwenna, Eyes of Gaia, 2 and a green for a 2/3 Elf Druid Scout. It has tap, add 2 mana in any combination of colors, spend only to cast creature spells or activate abilities of the creature or card. Whenever you cast a creature spell with power 5 or greater, put a 1/1 counter on Gwenna and untap it.
Yeah.
I like that. A card that should be in here that I keep forgetting to put in here because I couldn't find one when I was in the middle of building it is like the Biorhythm Shaman. What's the card called? Do you know?
What is it? That's the one with Adept?
Yeah.
I know exactly which one you're talking about, but I can't think of the name right now.
Trying to think of the name of the card. Shaman of the Forgotten Ways. Shaman of the Forgotten Ways should absolutely be in this deck.
Mm.
And I need to pick one up for it. Just pretend Shaman of the Forgotten Ways is in a deck, and I'm just going to read it out. It's 2 and a green. It's a 2/3. You can tap it to add 2 mana in any combination for creatures. Then it has Formidable. You pay 9 and double green. Each player's life total becomes the number of creatures they control. Again, this is awesome. Activate only if your creatures all total power 8 or greater, which everything has creatures in this deck, so
chances are that's gonna be the case.
Yeah, I know that it'd be difficult to find something to cut. I suggest looking in the instant and sorcery section.
Just cut a land.
Yeah, it's just fine. Just pretend it's in there. All right, I'll back to here.
Next up, we've got Hangerback Walker, XX for a 0/0 construct. Enters the battlefield with X +1/+1 counters. When he dies, create a 1/1 colorless stop their artifact creature token with flying for each +1/+1 counter on Hangerback Walker. And you can pay 1 and tap it to put a +1/+1 counter on Hangerback Walker.
Yeah, that one puts some pretty good work in.
That's a lot of 1/1s that can create mana for you.
Yeah, right. Like, it's nice to dump. I didn't even think about the fact that they also, it's so fun that it's not non-token. It's just creatures.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. We've got this Invasive Species next. It's 2 and a green for a 3/3 insect. When it enters, return another permanent you control to its owner's hand. So again, just a great way to get our things back that we want.
Yeah. We've got, was that
Kyrie? I like Kyrie.
Yeah. Kyrie the Swirling Sky. 4 double blue for a 6/6 legendary dragon spear with flying in ward 3. When Kyrie the Swirling Sky dies, choose 1, return any number of target non-land permanents with total mana value 6 or less to their owner's hand. Mill 6 cards and return up to 2 instant and or sorcery cards from your graveyard to your hand.
I'm just saying, I've given us the perfect selection for targets. There's only 2.
Yeah.
You know, you can get all your instants and sorceries back with Kyrie in this deck. It's I really just like that ability to, again, bounce things. Mm-hmm. Bounce annoying things that are keeping me held down, or bounce my own things.
Yeah, and there's a ton of evasion on this card too, with flying and ward 3.
I gotta find the good version of this. The aftermath one. Yeah, the next one's Karuga. I'll let you start reading Karuga while I look for this.
Sure.
Yeah, there we go. It is definitely not serialized number one, I'll tell you that.
I like that art on it.
Yeah, it's so much cooler, right? That's why I had to change it.
But yeah, we got Karuga, the Macro Sage. 3 hybrid simic for a 5/4 legendary dinosaur hippo with companion. Starting deck contains only cards with mana value 3 or greater and land cards. Whenever Karuga the Macro Sage enters the battlefield, draw a card for each other permanent you control with mana value 3 or greater.
Yeah, that does a lot of drawing for us.
Yeah.
It's just a cool card, too. It's one you don't really get to see play too often, right?
Yeah. I remember back when Ikoria came out, I bought like 3 or 4 boxes, and Karuga was like the only companion that I seemed to get. Like, I pulled it like 4 or 5 times in a row at one point.
I like Karuga, Zerda. I really like Gigantha in a lot of decks. I liked the companion cards, just I didn't like the companion rule. I played Lutri in a bunch of decks. I played Lutri last night at the game store. Got some looks. I'll tell you that right now. People are like, isn't that banned? I was like, what are you talking about? Just gaslighting people into it and stuff. No, it's never been banned. What are you, crazy?
I feel like as long as Lutri's not the companion, I feel like it's just fine.
It's just a dual caster mage, yeah. Let me have my Otter dual caster mage.
Exactly.
I have a Lutri deck too. I play it as a commander. No one's ever complained about that one, but
yeah,
it's just the companion gives you that free extra card, right?
Yeah.
We've obviously got Kinnan in here. It's a 1 green, 1 blue for a 2/2 human dryad. Whenever you tap a non-land permanent for mana, you add 1 mana of any type it produced. This is just a mana doubler for us. And then it's also got a mana sink that we can't sadly use our creature mana for. It's 5/1 green, 1 blue. You look at the top 5 cards of your library and you put a non-human from among them onto the battlefield and the rest on the bottom in a random order. A solid ability to mana sink later on.
Yeah. We got Kozilek's Predator, 3 and a green for a 3/3 Eldrazi drone. When he enters the battlefield, create 2/0/1 colorless Eldrazi spawn creature tokens. They have sacrifice this creature and add colorless. But they've also got tap for any.
I was going to say, they've also got tap. The nice thing, too, is all our creatures have vigilance, right? So we can still go silly on things.
Yeah, you can still attack and then cast all your stuff in second main phase.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, silly.
We've got Laboratory Maniac because, again, we're drawing everything. You have to stuff your draw win con in here, right? It feels only right.
Yeah, I was gonna ask when I saw her ability, Inga Nasika's ability.
Yeah.
Compared to how many creatures if you had something like this in here.
Right, you almost have to, I think, right?
Yeah, definitely. Then we got our Llanowar Elves, 1 green for a 1/1 elf druid, tap tad green.
Yeah. Again, just some nice early ramp. Get our things out on the field.
Yeah.
We have Manowar. 2 and a blue. When it enters, you can return target creature to its owner's hand. Again, just more bounce for our ETB if we want it, or get rid of other people's things.
Yeah. We got Mist Raven, 2 double blue for a 2/2 bird with flying. Enters the battlefield, return target creature to its owner's hand.
I have a theme.
You certainly do.
Yeah, right. It's I like it. The next card
is so good.
Yeah, it's really, really fun in this kind of deck. Well, it's in any deck, to be honest. Momir Vig's Simic Visionary is 3/1 green, 1 blue. It's a 2/2 elf wizard, so he can tap it with Azami, which makes me happy. Whenever you play a green creature spell, you can search your library for a creature, reveal it. If you do, you shuffle it and put it on top. Whenever you cast a blue creature spell, you reveal the top card of your library. If it's a creature, put that card into your hand. So regardless of what we're casting, we're either tutoring creatures or getting like a semi. We've got 62 creatures in here. Pretty high chance that we're going to hit something that's going to give us the put it into our hand card.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We got Morit of the Frost. 2 green, double blue for a 0/0 legendary snow creature shapeshifter with changeling. You may have Morid of the Forest enters the battlefield as a copy of a permanent you control, except it's legendary and snow in addition to his other types. If it's a creature, it enters with two additional +1/+1 counters on it and has Changeling.
Such weird artwork. I love this one.
Yeah, this art's really, really neat.
Yeah, right? There's a few cards in here that we specifically want to have extra copies of.
Yeah.
But just again, we can bounce this card. So it's coming in as a creature for sure. But we can bounce it so easy that we can really get the extras of what we want and need pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. We've also got our Murkfiend Liege. This is my answer to not wanting to put a Seedborn Muse in the deck. And it's honestly better in this deck too. Because I don't need my lands for anything. Yeah. Murkfiend Liege is 2 and then a hybrid blue-green, or hybrid blue-green. It's a 4/4 horror. Other green creatures you control get +1/+1. Other blues get +1/+1. And you untap all your blue and green creatures during each other player's untap step. And generally speaking, like, we didn't put Flash. You could put, like, the Vivian Planeswalker in here. You could put, I can't remember. It's one of the elves. Lets you, like, Yiva or something. Something. You can put Flash cards in here, regardless. Yeah. So you could do that. That'd be great. But this is generally for our Beguiler of Wills, because we're bad people. We want to just keep taking things with the Beguiler of Wills.
Honestly, that's... Knowing you, that's about what I expected.
The first game...
Take all commanders in one turn cycle.
The first game that Kaylin played this, she played Murkfiend Liege the turn at, like, after Beguiler of Wills was free and just kept taking things. But I was playing Ortheon, like the make 5 copies of whatever thing. And I had I had the Battle Mage's bracers on it for the double activated abilities and something else like that too. And she took it.
Oh yeah.
So then she was able to just, like, sit there and, like, dump mana into, it made me sad. It hurt my feelings. Yeah. Murkfiend Liege is pretty cool. It's, again, another great way to rip through our cards with, like, things like a zombie out or that Arcanist, you know, go around the table, draw 9 cards is pretty silly.
Oh yeah.
12 if you tap it on your turn. Yeah. It's a lot. I'll let you take this one here.
Sure. Next up, we've got Myojin of Cryptic Dreams, 5 triple blue for a 3/3 legendary spirit. Myojin of Cryptic Dreams enters the battlefield with an indestructible counter on it if it was cast from your hand, and remove an indestructible counter from Myojin of Cryptic Dreams and copy target permanent spell you control 3 times.
So, this is fun to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Again, 8 mana is nothing when you have 62 mana sources.
Yeah.
And so many things bounce cards back to hand, right? And then so many of those things, like, even if you're just using it to copy, like, the, like, Acidic Slime, the first card on the list, right?
Yeah,
that sucks. That's not great, because if anyone's not remembering, Acidic Slime can hit lands.
Yep.
Can we strip lands in this budget deck? We can. Yeah. Should we? Yes. Yeah. Yes, we should.
100%.
Yeah, that's the game. Name of the game. Take away all of one color of mana. It's so funny. It's good times. Yeah, no, that's a really cool ability to be able to copy that permanent spell. Sadly, the Throne of the God Pharaoh is legendary.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be pretty cool to copy that, but I get it. You take the next one too.
Sure. Then we got Myojin of Life's Web, 6 triple green for an 8/8 legendary spirit. Myojin of Life's Web comes to play with a divinity counter on it if you played it from your hand. Is indestructible as long as it has the divinity counter on it, and you can remove the divinity counter to put any number of creature cards from your hand into play.
First off,
yeah.
We got a lot. Cyclonic Rift me. All right. All right. No problem. There's no waiting on this. So if somebody does, like, Psych Rift and bounce everything back to your hand, and you can put that mana in the pool, because, you know, if someone responds to you going to your end step, I'll go to end step. Oh, before we go to end step, I'll bounce these. Okay. Yeah. I'll put them all back in. Interesting. Interesting indeed. Just the ability to dump all those things back in is great. And this is another protect our win con card for later on in this list. It's pretty great. We'll talk about that one after on. But again, I just wanted to talk about how very cool this artwork looks, especially when it's, like, zoomed up like that, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love these.
I ended up pulling one of these from the mystery boosters, and then I remember just staring at it for a while because it's beautiful.
It's really nice. Like, again, Magic really does amazing things with some of it.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got this Mirror Superion. It's 2 mana. It's a 5/6, and you can spend only mana produced by creatures to cast it. Again, no problem in our deck. A 2 mana 5/6 is gonna be helpful.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my. You've got a counterspell in here.
It's not in this instant section, but it's there.
You've got Mystic Snake, 1 green double blue for a 2/2 snake with flash. When it enters the battlefield, counter target spell.
Again, a great target to keep bouncing back to our hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this card, I assume, puts in a lot of work in this one.
Yeah, you can get him back pretty easy, and yeah, it's nice to keep that snake on you.
Yeah.
We also have Nylia Keen-Eyed. It's 3 and a green for a 5/6 legendary creature god. What good would a god deck be without at least one friend?
Exactly.
Indestructible. It's not a creature unless your devotion to green is 5. Unless it's less than 5. Your creature spells are 1 less to cast, which is awesome. 2 and a green, reveal the top card of your library. If it's a creature, put it into your hand. Otherwise, you may put it into your graveyard. You're going to draw them. You don't really need to trigger that ability. But if you just have extra mana sitting around before someone's turn, you can check it out, because you're going to be either putting it in your hand or throwing lands to the grave.
Yeah.
Right? I like this one. And again, just some nice reduction.
Yeah. Being able to tap one less creature is always nice.
Yeah, right?
Then we got Predator Ooze. Triple green for a 1/1 ooze with indestructible. Whenever Predator Ooze attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on it. And whenever a creature is dealt damage by Predator Ooze this turn dies, put a +1/+1 counter on Predator Ooze.
Predator Ooze is a problem.
Yeah.
Predator Ooze is a real menace. It's such an aggressive card to attack with because, again, first off, it's going to trigger our draw, which is what we want. But other than that, you have no incentive to not attack with it. This deck gives you vigilance. It just grows. And, you know, you can block and have your creatures eventually die, or you can just be swallowed by the ooze.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about it being destroyed or anything.
Yeah, so I mean, you can just indiscriminately swing with this Predator Ooze, no problem. You have a Death Toucher, too bad. You want this next one here?
Sure, I'll take this next one. We've got Prime Speaker Zagata, 2 double green, double blue for a 1/1 legendary merfolk wizard. Prime Speaker Zagata enters the battlefield with X +1/+1 counters on it, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control, among other creatures you control. And when Zagata enters the battlefield, draw cards equal to its power.
I like that. Deck has a lot of draw. It's a wizard.
Oh, yeah.
A zombie lets us draw. It's everything is a draw.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, at least with things like Labman,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to really worry about
overdrawing
because you're going to draw it anyway.
Yeah, you're going to get there.
Yeah. Might just take a little bit. But
Prowling Serpapod should be in the deck, too. Your creatures can't be countered in an only creatures deck, pretty much.
Yeah.
Also a good card, but, again, we build with what's around us. Yeah, right? Take these lands down to 30. We have a Reclamation Sage. It's 2 and a green for an Elf Shaman, 2/1. When it enters, you can destroy target artifact or enchantment. Again, just decent removal there.
Yeah, enchantment removal is always good. We've got Roaring Primadox, 3 and a green for a 4/4 beast. At the beginning of your upkeep, return a creature you control to its owner's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, there's lots of green creatures we want back.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Not even green creatures, just creatures. Yeah, be able to even to constantly get the blue, how do you pronounce that? Is it Myojin or
Moijin? Myojin.
Myojin?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, he's still a friend. Yeah, even being able to bounce that every turn and then just continuously get that one is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. We've got this Separatist Void Mage, 3 and a blue. When it enters, you can return target creature to its owner's hand. Again, just doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
I like it. The next one, our MVP card of it, and definitely the permanent spell you want to cast. Definitely the spell you're bringing back with Genesis. Definitely the spell target for Marite. This card is awesome.
Well, go ahead.
So we've got this Silverback Elder. First off, it's beautiful artwork. This is like one of the best drawn cards I've seen. Every part of this card I'm in love with.
Yeah.
I also would love a playmat of this one.
Was that Alexander Makov?
Yeah. It's two triple green for a 5/7 Ape Shaman. Those are phenomenal stats at 5 mana. Whenever you cast a creature spell, which is the only thing we do, we can choose one. Destroy target artifact or enchantment. Okay, yep, that's good. Look at the top 5 cards of our library. Put a land from among them onto the battlefield. Tapped, put the rest on the bottom in a random order. All right, that's pretty good. Or we gain 4 life. Having copies of this is crazy. Cast one creature, destroy like 10 cards. Cast one creature, gain like 10 life or 40 life. It's the Silverback Elder really, really does some cool stuff. It's one of my favorite cards to be able to play in this deck.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got Somberwald Sage, 2 and a green for a 0/1 human druid. You can tap to add 3 mana of any one color. Spend this mana only to cast creature spells.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, would still trigger your commander.
Yeah, if I have to. Yeah, this one triggers the commander alone, right? So we've got Stampeding Sarrow, 2 double green for a 5/4 beast. Trample, at the beginning of your upkeep, return a green creature you control to its owner's hand. It's all right?
Yeah. As you said with the Roaring Primadox, there's a lot of green creatures.
Well, that Cascade 4 times card, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Titan of Industry is another good card. There's a lot of really, really good ETB cards. I went the bounce because I really like to trigger this draw. Like it's kind of like a surprise draw deck, right? Because everything's drawing. We're getting so much bounce ETB.
Yeah.
But there's just if you want to go the ETB route, like with a Panharmonic on that kind of stuff, there's really, really good cards too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Then we got Stampeding Wildebeests, 2 double green for a 5/4 antelope beast with trample. At the beginning of your upkeep, return target creature you control to its owner's hand.
Yeah, I like it. We have our Teemer Sabertooth, 2 double green for a 4/3 cat. 1 and a green, you can return another creature you control to its owner's hand. If you do, Teemer Sabertooth gains indestructible. This makes it a very good blocker and, again, does what we want.
Yeah, Teemer Sabertooth, it's very good card in like any deck.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into some of what we really like to do. The whole deck bounces, and I'm going to take this next one because of that.
Yeah.
It's Terastodon. It's 6 double green for a 9/9, and those are good stats for 8. When it enters, you can destroy up to 3 target non-creature permanents. This deck, when I say it's only creature, I mean it's only creature for everyone. We're only playing creatures. You're playing lands? No, creatures. And this is my favorite card to bounce in and out of this deck. Terastodon is just, it's gross. But I like to give everyone the 3/3 green offense. Are they going to swing at me? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. See, what you could just blow up your own lands.
Everything's creatures.
Three creatures that make
mana
anyway.
Yeah, technically I'm still even on mana at that point.
Yeah,
I could. Yes, I'll let you take the next one.
Absolutely. I love this card so much. We've got our Thassa's Oracle, double blue for a 1/3 merfolk wizard. When Thassa's Oracle enters the battlefield, look at the top X cards of your library, where X is your devotion to blue. Put up to one of them on top of your library and the rest of the bottom of your library in a random order. If X is greater than or equal to the number of cards in your library, you win the game.
Yes. Now, people are going to see this coming. This is pretty, you know what I mean? This is an expensive card, but this is a great win con in a deck where we have 62 potential, or not 62 sources of draw, but pretty close. Pretty close, right? We're drawing a lot. Green Mygen or whatever, however you say it, lets us dump this in without having to cast it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to, you can get around people's counterspell magic with that sneaky little trick. So you know that they've got a counterspell. You're playing with someone like, I don't know, Slothy. You know that they've got some counterspell magic. You got to sneak around them with that green card. No one's going to see that coming.
Yeah, exactly. And like even in a pinch in this deck, you can play it, rifle through, bounce it back to your hand for later.
Yeah, true.
Or if it ends up getting countered, you've got tons of.
Yeah, Genesis brings it back. Yeah, Eternal Witness brings it back. We've got a fair bit.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like we were saying before, there's almost no chance you're not going to hit one of those if your deck gets going.
Right. We've also got the Tarrasque. 6. That's the other thing, too. All of our mana is only to cast our commander. You kill my commander, boo-hoo, I'm going to play it again. That's all the lands are for, and then the creatures turn back into land ramp.
Yeah.
So we've got our Tarrasque. It's 6 triple green for a 10/10 dinosaur. That's pretty all right. The Trask has haste in Ward 10 as long as it was cast. All right. That's a problem. Because that it's not just the turn. Mm-hmm. That's Ward 10 is like Ward 10 is basically this is immortal to removal.
Yeah.
You're going to Swords to Plowshare for 11.
Jeez.
Right? Well, and that's exactly it. So, and even if you do, I like Team or Sabretooth it back and play it again and attack you with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? When the Tarrasque attacks, it fights target creature defending player controls. That's hurtful. That's hurtful stuff.
Yep. Next up, we've got, I don't know if I've seen this one before, but we've got Tradewind Rider. 3 and a blue for a 1/4 spirit with flying. Tap it to tap 2 creatures you control. Return target permanent to its owner's hand.
I love this card.
Yeah, this one's good.
And with with enough Murkfiend Liege stuff, you can also put all everyone's land or lands back in their hands. The flavor win with this deck is only creatures. Only creatures are the only thing on the field.
Fair.
Anyone else playing a creature deck is safe. Anyone else? No. Never. Yeah, sometimes I deserve to be Cyclonic Rift. I understand. I understand it even if I hate it.
Sometimes.
Once every 100 weeks. We also have this Tyrannix Rex for triple green in honor of Brian here for the Phyrexian Dinosaur 8/8. It can't be countered, and it has a Trample, Ward 4, Haste, and Toxic 4. Again, this thing's just got stats everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Another potential win con. It just rolls over people. Ward 4, like, Ward's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of my favorite mechanics.
It's pretty solid.
Then we've got our Vendilion Click. 1 double blue for a 3/1 legendary fairy wizard with flash and flying. When Vendilion Click enters the battlefield, look at target player's hand. You may choose a non-land card from it. And if you do, that player reveals the chosen card, puts it on the bottom of their library, and then draws a card.
Yeah. Creature-based strip their hand. That's all right.
Yeah.
We help. We give them the draw. Everyone draws, and everyone only plays creatures. Put your counters at the bottom. Draw to creatures. We're playing fair magic today.
We're playing old school today.
Yeah. We've got Volo, Guide to Monsters. 2 a green and a blue for a 3/2 human wizard. Again, incidental wizard tribal. Whenever you cast a creature spell that doesn't share a creature type with a creature you control or a creature in your graveyard, you copy it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know, we only have one Chimera Hydra, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've only got like one Phyrexian dinosaur.
True.
I think the Tarrasque might be a dinosaur too.
Tarrasque is a dinosaur.
Tarrasque is a dinosaur. So we don't get two. We might not get two, but we'll be there. It's Volo's got some pretty cool abilities. It's I've seen some really interesting Volo decks, like just built with this as a commander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, really enjoy Volo. Speaking of, we've got Volo, Iterant Galler. 2 and a blue for a 2/3 legendary human wizard. When he enters the battlefield, create Volo's Journal, a legendary colorless artifact token with hexproof, and whenever you cast a creature spell, note one of its creature types that hasn't been noted for this artifact. And you can pay 2 and tap it and draw a card for each creature type noted for target permanent you control named Volo's Journal, and it has choose a background.
I love this card.
Mm-hmm.
It's I always forget that it has choose a background. That's also really cool.
Yeah.
I hope they do more backgrounds. I like the backgrounds a lot as options.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a mechanic I want to see expanded on. More cards that have to choose a background and more backgrounds to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was kind of thinking about that the other day with the Honor Among Thieves cards, because there's one, which is right here, the Doric.
Nice,
it
yeah.
It is double-sided, but one side is a... It's an owl bear, and the other side's a tiefling druid. So that kind of has me thinking that they're probably going back at some point for the magic version.
For sure. I also love that card, by the way. It's such cool artwork.
Oh, yeah.
The owl bear is awesome.
Heck yeah.
All hail the mighty owl bear. Yeah, no, it's, I really, really like those cards. Yeah. It's, I think that's one of my most fun mechanics. That's another one of the decks I was out playing yesterday. I was doing Wilson and Agent of Thieves, and I was rolling over people with my Death Touch bear.
Yeah. Wilson's such a fun commander.
I like that one. Yeah, I built 5 Wilson decks right off the bat.
Yeah, he's the alternate commander for my Thrun deck.
Yeah, Wilson's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the stats on that uncommon are nuts.
Oh, yeah.
We have this Whiptongue Hydra. 5 and a green for a 4/4 lizard Hydra. It's got reach. When it enters, you destroy all creatures with flying and put a 1/1 counter on it for each creature destroyed this way. This is your anti-angels card. You know? Get rid of Atraxa card.
Yeah.
We don't have a ton of flyers. We've got a few, but...
Get rid of Dragons card.
Yeah, get rid of Dragons for sure. Get rid of Kalia.
Yeah.
Kalia's a menace.
Oh, yeah. We've got Winter Eladrin, 2 and a blue for a 2/2 Fairy Elf Wizard. He's got Gust of Wind when he enters a battlefield. Return up to 1 other target creature to its owner's hand.
I like that.
Yeah.
I also like this flavor text a lot. If you want a warm welcome, you'll have to seek it elsewhere. I also love the next card. Me, there's not much flying in the deck. The next card, Wonder.
I was going to say.
3 and a blue for a 2/2 incarnation with flying. As long as it's in your graveyard and you control an island creature, you control out flying. This is the secret. See, you play Wonder, then you Whip Tongue Hydra, then everything has flying. Then someone bounces the Whip Tongue Hydra and plays it, and then you lose everything with flying. I got to work it out in my head still. I like that one. It's the ability to have flying on everything is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And our final creature here is Wood Elves. 2 and a green for a 1/1 elf scout. When it enters the battlefield, search your library for a forest card, put it on the battlefield, and then shuffle.
Yeah, again, just really, really good ramp.
Yeah.
This is my Inga and Asika deck.
I quite enjoy this. It looks really fun.
It
looks like it goes really silly really quickly.
It really accelerates itself because it's so funny. Like you look at the list. Like we have next to no tutors in here because we just have Momir Vig.
Yeah.
We got nothing for rocks. Like we don't even have a Soul Ring. No Soul Ring. No nothing. But like a lot of turns, we're drawing like 15, 16 cards a turn sometimes with this, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're able to dump in so many cards with these, like the Life's Web or the Cryptic Dreams. We're able to get so many of them. I really like it.
Yeah, I think this one's really, really fun. I'm looking forward to playing against it.
Yeah, it's quickly becoming one of my more entertaining decks.
Yeah.
We'll have Kaylin on the stream shortly and she'll play it. She's nicer than me with it. Like I said, I'm every time I play it, like Kaylin's like, haha, I'm just building an army because I don't like to attack people. Me, I'm like, I'll blow your lands up. I'll blow your lands up. I'll blow your lands up. I'm crazy. I might even blow my own lands up. And Kaylin's just I'll play this Burden Pass. Just do.
And when if you've got no mana sources.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone plays creatures. All creatures all day. Yeah, no. I have a lot of fun playing this one. It's a pretty reasonable deck to assemble. Like I said, you can cut down. You don't need an Apex Devastator. That's 20 of your $160. You don't need a Thassa's Oracle. You don't need I think Thassa's what, 15?
I think it was 18.
18, yeah. So like you're almost $40 down without Thassa's and that. I think your Tyrannix Rex is another $8. Like you can cut this deck list in half by like losing like 4 cards. That's not going to change it that badly.
Yeah.
I think Kinnan's $10 too, but Kinnan's real good. Yeah.
Yeah. Kinnan you probably would like to keep in there.
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to see where's my test hands button. I can never find these things anymore.
It's up at the top there. Play tester.
Let me see what we run. Yeah. So we've got first hand. Not horrible. Like we would have drawn 2 lands, like a Somberwald Sage. If we have 1 land, like let me see how long until we got a draw that would matter. Yeah, our first draw is a land, so we would have keeping this hand, been able to Somberwald Sage Commander out, and then just gone silly.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, it's
let's see. Oh yeah, that's a solid opening hand. Got 2 islands, 2 forest, Cankerbloom, Mist Raven. And I can't read that one because it's really small.
It's the new one that I was like, as long as we get a green source, we're good. Our first draw is a green, so we'd get like our opening hand with a draw is island, forest, Roaring Primadex, the Aether Adept, Gwenna, and Nylia. So we're just like already off to the races with like 4 playable creatures in the opening hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
It's like I said, it's just been really, really fun. I wouldn't keep this 5 land hand, to be honest.
That's understandable.
I would keep this one, though. It's got the Apex Devastator in the opener. There's no way I couldn't. Yeah, like just like I said, just rolling through ones like this. Finally, a hand I wouldn't keep. That one's way too heavy. All right, that's better. Yeah, we got a Llanowar, we got Throne of God Pharaoh, we got a opening Thassa's Oracle. Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's just a really fun deck to play. I find it silly.
Yeah.
Like you get a lot of stuff that you don't normally get to play without. And that Trade Wind Rider is really cool.
That is an incredible opening hand.
Which one?
Forest, Double Mountain,
Mirror Superior.
Boreal Druid, Grazlex, and Kinnan.
Oh yeah. So you're
going. That's a keep.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's been a really, really fun deck to play. For a no mana rock, no soul ring deck, it goes pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's my deck. I wanted to share this one with you guys because I was really, really excited about this one. It's like I said, it's just been a blast to play. It's one of the ones I've played a lot of games with. Like, I usually don't get a ton of time to play lots, but I find myself playing this with, like, more casual tables because it's got a little bit of everything. It's got lots of answers. It's got hidden win cons if you're, like, doing higher power stuff. But it's also got, like, it's also just silly. It's also just silly to be like, I bounce these things. I play cats.
I bounce my Apex Devastator. I will Cascade again.
It is really fun to play Cascade Roulette. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun to use Alora. Alora is like one of my favorite cards that they've printed, this like Halfling Rogue. I love the I love the can't be blocked mechanic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just cool. I'm gonna roll my outro now. Hang on here. Where's my outro button? I can't even remember. There it is. It's the one that says outro. Thank you guys for dealing with my tiredness. Thanks so much for getting to the end of the episode. I really appreciate everyone who tunes in and listens. It's really, really fun all the time. Make sure you pop in and say hi to Brian. He's got a new Instagram. If you guys want to chat with him, it's the Into the 99 Brian. It's pretty easy to find. Brian posts lots, so say hello. Check out Slothy on Instagram too. Slothy's always the one on Twitter, so if you're chatting with us on Twitter, that's Slothy. Yeah, we've got some pretty cool news we're gonna put out on the next episode, I'd say. Probably wait till Brian's here for it. But yeah, it's been a pretty great number of weeks. We've been having a lot of fun. Again, it means a lot that everyone listens. Like, share, and subscribe. It means so much to us, helps us get found. People can come and interact with us. If you want to go above and beyond that, because that's the easiest way to support us. But if you want to go above and beyond that, come to Patreon. We make lots of like decks with people, chat it up. It's a really good time. And yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. Come say hi, yeah. And I hope everyone has a great week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, tell me what you would have put in here, other than more than one instant and sorcery. I get it. I understand. I know who I am. Thanks, guys, and have a good one.
Yeah.